Regarding the protection of innocent women and slander, the Quran says in chapter 24, verses 4 to 20, "Those who accuse chaste women and cannot produce four witnesses, you shall lash them with 80 lashes, and never accept their testimony, for they are evildoers, except those among them who afterwards repent and mend their ways. Allah is forgiving, merciful. And those who accuse their wives and have no witnesses except themselves, let them testify by swearing by Allah four times that He is of the truthful, and the fifth time that the curse of Allah shall be upon him if he should be of the liars. But the punishment will be averted from her if she swears four times that he is of the liars, and on the fifth time the wrath of Allah should be on her if he is of the truthful. If it were not for the bounty of Allah to you and His mercy, and that Allah turns and is the wise, those who came with the slander were a number of you. Do not regard it evil for you, rather it is good for you. Every person of them shall have the sin that they earned charged to him. As for he who took upon himself the greater part, there is a mightier punishment. Had you heard it, and the believing men and women thought good thoughts about one another, said, this is clear falsehood. Why did they not bring four witness against it? But since they did not bring the witness before Allah, they are liars. But for the bounty of Allah and His mercy to you in this life and the everlasting life, you would have been sternly punished for that which you were involved. You carried with your tongues and uttered with your mouths what you did not know. You have thought it a trifle, but before Allah it is a mighty thing. When you heard it, why didn't you say, it is not right for us to speak of this? Exhortations to you, Allah. This is a mighty slander. Allah exhorts you never again to repeat the like of it, if you are believers. Allah makes plain to you His verses, and Allah is a knower the wise. Those who love that indecency should be broadcast about those who believe, theirs is a painful punishment in this world and in the everlasting life. Allah knows and you do not know. If it is not for the bounty of Allah to you and His mercy, and Allah is gentle, the most merciful.